History loves both stories of the ordinary and extraordinary characters. Tim Russert's story has both, and we can't wait to celebrate it here in Western New York.
Thanks. Buffalo History Museum Executive Director Melissa Brown. Congressman Brian Higgins worked to help bring this exhibit to the museum. The Russert family agreed it was the right place and gave their approval. Russert was moderator of NBC's Meet the Press and died suddenly back in 2008. Brown says the exhibit features Russert's office items and connects to the city.
There's a paper Tim that was made by a school, school children from here in Buffalo that was mailed to him, and it hung in his office. He kept it there. He liked it so well that he hung it up on the wall. And I was a little worried from an archival standpoint how long paper Tim can be out for. But they assured me that it would be fine to keep him out for a while. And it's just, I think it's that part of it that is going to be so wonderful here for people to celebrate.
A bigger Buffalo component will be added to the exhibit. It's due to open this fall. Brown says she hopes it will boost attendance and attract a new audience.
Really, it's interesting to me that most of our audience is from the immediate 14222 zip code. So I'm hoping we'll see a lot of South Buffalo folks, a lot of people from West Seneca. I mean, the county is a huge supporter of this museum, and it's important for the county and all of Western New York to come share in this because it really is a story of great pride for all of us.
The museum has been working over the last few years to bring in more contemporary exhibits to widen its audience. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.